Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great year, in fact, in its greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great start for the new year in terms of, well, in terms of the stock market. The market up at the moment still has an hour to go, but up 183 points the Dow. Now, that's good news for the country. Will there be more good news that we may get rid of the bickering over everything and over nothing that so much characterized 2021? There's a commentator who basically slams both sides named Rick Newman, who wrote a very fine piece, I think, about the American need to bicker and complain and blame and the negativity that seeps so deep into the United States, despite the fact that we went through this last year with some very good news, which we talked about on this show. The lack of a major terror attack, the fact that we did seem to come together in a functional way. There weren't any government shutdowns, for goodness sake, and that's a good thing. So what's our prospect of reducing the bickering level and the polarization and the negativity? We will get into this later in this broadcast. This week, the first week of the new year, is also dominated by what's happening on Thursday. There's all kinds of contradictory reports about what President Trump is going to be doing on Thursday. A lot of people believe he will be hinting very strongly at his eagerly awaited announcement about running in 2024. I think that's very unlikely. And the reason is, there are all kinds of, if you are an announced candidate, or construed to be an announced candidate, it makes it more complicated for you to take in money for things like this big new media venture that President Trump is starting, that is going to be led by Devin Nunes, who made a speech just in the last few days about leaving Congress, which he is. He has from a pretty safe Republican district in California, so it won't cost the Republicans a seat. But Nunes is going to be denying his totally irreplaceable services to the Republican minority that is struggling to become the Republican majority. And big new reporting, which we'll share today, about how very likely it is that the Republicans win. But what happens with this entire January 6th commemoration? Is this really going to be one of those days that is just known forever? Whenever anybody says January 6th, it'll be, oh, that day. Is it a day when we came incredibly close to losing our democracy? Is it a day when you should be proud of people who stood up to defend democracy and to speak out about the corrupt elites that were dominating our government? I mean, there are people who believe that. One of the things that is shocking today, and we will get to, is the polling, and the polling that shows that overwhelming majorities of Republicans, I mean, you're talking about over two-thirds, and in one poll it's 75% of Republicans believe that Joe Biden was not legitimately elected president of the United States. And now, that is based on what? It's based on having been told that again and again and again and again. What is Trump going to do when he speaks? Apparently he's planning a great big press conference. The press conference being held at Mar-a-Lago, will he really take questions in that press conference? There is more and more indication from the House committee that is investigating what actually happened on January 6th that President Trump was very aware of what was going on and actually watching it on TV, and did nothing to stop it. So would he be asked about that in his press conference? Do you regret not having shut down the January 6th event while it was going on? Was it a healthy protest? The overwhelming majority of Republicans, again, according to polling, say it was not a riot. It was not an insurrection. It was a protest. A protest, you don't usually break into restricted places and threaten people with murder. Now, okay, you can say hanging Mike Pence, that was just a joke. But if you actually go back and you look at the video of what happened there, there were a lot of members of Congress who were genuinely concerned for their physical safety. Without question, the Capitol Police and the other people who were there, whose charge it is to protect members of Congress, they were concerned. What do we do about this January 6th? Rick Newman, who's going to be joining us, says, and I think he's right, that most Americans are tired of talking about it. And it's one of those reasons I go there with some trepidation, but it is 1 year afterward. The entire thing has not been resolved. There is basically confusion on the part of what the polls say. The polls say they support the ongoing investigation, and they think it should continue. And one of the things that is going to undoubtedly come up in the congressional races that are going to be dominating much of the news this year is going to be the Republican intention, which is pretty clear. No Republicans, I believe it was none. It may have been two or three or ten, but very few Republicans voted to authorize this ongoing special select committee or to vote for. Not enough Republicans even voted to allow them to go forward with a full joint congressional select committee. This is a committee of the House of Representatives. There are no senators on it. But with all of that going on, what do you do? Right now, they are in the process of indicting and getting guilty pleas. I believe there are over 70 people now who have guilty pleas that are going to either force them to pay a fairly hefty fines in many cases or go to jail in some cases for 5 years. So there are serious matters going on regarding the January 6th. Is it anyone out there actually proud of what happened on that day and believe that it made some kind of important or useful statement other than just showing a country that is incredibly and bitterly and maybe even irreparably divided? We will get to that. President Trump has also surprised the world a little bit with a endorsement of another president. Actually, another prime minister who he wants to see reelected. Which one? You could be a little bit surprised. I think more than a little bit surprised. Of course, it would be very surprising if it was Putin or Kim Jong-un or people that or Erdogan of Turkey, who is in real trouble in his own attempts to win reelection. Look, there's trouble around the world. They now are saying that the all-time record is here. Do you know how many new cases they diagnose yesterday in a day in 24-hour period of Omicron? And it's mostly Omicron. Over 400,000. It's an all-time record. Now, remember, we're not talking about people who died. It took us a while to get up to 400,000 dead. We're double that now. But 400,000 people across the country, which is a big chunk, ended up diagnosed with COVID-19 in a 24-hour period. So when does it end? How does it end? Maybe beneficially. How does that possibly work? The Wall Street Journal has answers on that. That and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about basically a nation coming up to a one-year anniversary that is very significant. It's one of those things, if you think about it, the January 6th riot, and I think riot is the right word, not protest, not insurrection. but riot, because that's what it was. The idea of it being an insurrection when most of the people in that crowd, and certainly the people who penetrated the Capitol building, they were armed with pikes and spears and American flags and Confederate flags and basically shields they had taken from police officers. They weren't armed with firearms, by and large. And yes, there were a few guns that were taken away and that were found on people, and they are paying the price for it. But no indication at any point of some of the rioters firing at the police officers. It's one of those things that I've been talking about. I was talking about the last week of last year, that what is remarkable about this entire event was that even the police officers showed such exemplary self-control and self-discipline by not firing at the crowd to push it back, which would have been a vastly more serious matter and probably would have led to many casualties and the imposition of some kind of martial law or some state of emergency that would have only complicated the matter more. And by the way, for the idea that part of President Trump's plan all along was to have a bloody riot and a nightmare riot where he would proclaim martial law or a state of emergency or something like that, then surely somewhere down the line there would have been some kind of order to impose, except he can't really do that because he was so cautious about saying these were wonderful people. You may remember even when at the end of the afternoon, when the Virginia reinforcements had come in, the Virginia cavalry, which was largely state troopers and people who worked for the state government who came there, and the National Guard was on the way, and it was pretty clear that they were going to be able to clear the buildings. Even then, when President Trump urged people to go home, he said, "You're very special. We love you." And is there something to love and to be proud here? It's with the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol Hill riot. The Washington Post commissioned a survey of Americans to find out how many people feel that violence against the government is sometimes justified. And they say over at Hot Air, of course, the definition of violence against the government is ambiguous at best, but you still might find the results surprising. Before we look at specific results, take a moment and consider what your own answer to the question would have been if your phone rang and a pollster asked for your response. Does the idea strike you as unthinkable, inevitable, or somewhere in between? 1 in 3 Americans said it could sometimes be justified for citizens to take violence action against the government. Now, they're right with what they're saying at Hot Air, is people are using this because, of course, Republicans were far more likely, about more than twice as likely as Democrats, to say that violence against the government was justified. And it may be because they have in mind the record and the remembrance, the recollection of January 6th. But, again, what they're doing here in this sort of poll is to ask a very generalized question. And again, people might be even people who know, and there are many people who do, who know the Declaration of Independence, where it says, when any form of government becomes destructive of these rights, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. In other words, the idea of resistance to government and the implication that that could be through violence is sort of built into our founding documents. But it seems that I think what they're talking about and what the general understanding is that doesn't mean that if a form of government basically does something you disapprove of, or if there's a disputed election, that then you resort to violence. And which gets me to the one question, and I would love to actually take someone who's thought about this and wants to express himself or herself, which is, okay, we've had a great deal of conversation about the election of 2020. And yes, there are like four different polls, all of which show an overwhelming percentage, between two-thirds and three-fourths of Republicans don't believe that Biden was a legitimate president. Other than beating Biden, if he plans, as he says he is planning, to run for re-election, other than defeating him in a re-election, which is going to be 3 years from now, if you think he's an illegitimate president, what are you planning to do about it? And why is that a good or useful thing to believe when, honestly, and this includes lots and lots and lots of conservatives, people who look at it and they look at this, there was recently just in South Dakota, they had a big meeting where they had people from all 50 states who were looking at the election being fraudulent and being stolen, and then when they actually had people who were supposed to be presenting the definitive evidence, they said, no, of course there's no evidence. But this idea of opposing the government and even talking about governmental violence based upon the election of 2020, really? 1-800-955-1776. A lot of the Sunday shows, first Sunday show of the year, of course, the Sunday, the day after New Year's Day. Day after New Year's Day, Liz Cheney appeared on Face the Nation on CBS, and she was explaining, I think effectively, her role in participating in the ongoing committee investigation. She was also on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. We'll play some of that coming up. And the idea is that we do still not have the basic question that Trump is going to get at his press conference or whatever he's holding at Mar-a-Lago next Thursday. And the question will be, what did you think was going to happen? Why did you delay in asking your supporters who were there to leave the Capitol building and respect police officers and obey the law? And what does President Trump say to that, or just go on to the next question? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVen Show.
First of all, I love your show. I think you're the most intelligent and common sensical conservative on the air today.
Thank you.
But I want to let you know, I gotta educate you on something that you said.
The Michael Medved Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of travel headaches as a winter storm slams the East Coast. FlightAware saying there have been more than 6,000 delays and cancellations so far on Monday. Just over 80% of the flights originating from Reagan National Airport in the Washington, D.C. area have been canceled. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross telling MSNBC, between COVID-19 and winter storms, you need to buy trip insurance.
I think the wild card that we've been warning all along has been
COVID. Omicron threw a wrench into everybody's plans. Don't skip that box for flight insurance anymore. Get flight insurance. If it's a big trip, get trip insurance. The days of foregoing trip insurance, those days are over. You need trip insurance now.
The FDA announcing they're giving the thumbs up to Pfizer boosters for 12 to 15-year-olds. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medved Show, talking about the ongoing response to January 6th. The anniversary is coming up. It's going to be another big day, it seems to me, for the country. There is no one at the moment talking about another big mass demonstration in Washington that could echo January 6th. There is going to be a big Trump event, and he is apparently planning to answer questions and make statements and rally his supporters and hint about his broadly assumed second race for re-election. It's actually his third race for the presidency. We will get to all of that and some of the comments about it. The New York Times had a Sunday yesterday. Had a lead editorial, every day is January 6th now. That's kind of a depressing prospect, isn't it? Let's go to your calls and 1-800-955-1776 to Dave in Ocean Shores, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Yes, Michael, Happy New Year, first and foremost.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You know, I after listening all these years to you, you know, I respect you as a historian. And, you know, I look at the Capitol riots that happened, and though don't agree to the violence, I kind of understand it to a certain degree. And my question to you is, where do you draw the line? I mean, in society and throughout the world, you know, there's North and South Korea, there's North and South Vietnam, you know, and the conflicts, our own civil war and those things. When does it come to the point to where we feel as Americans that our leadership, they're taking their positions so far away, you know, with OACs and, you know, all those that are in that tribe, you know, we're feeling that we're losing those type of values that make us Americans. And I don't know, where do you draw the line, Michael, to where you got to stand up and say, you know, hey, enough is enough?
Okay, and engage in violence?
Not necessarily, but, you know, there have, in history, it required
violence. Wait. Let's back up from not necessarily for just a moment. And, Dave, it's a very, very simple logical exercise. If you don't have enough support to win elections, you won't have enough supports to win wars. I mean, I'm sorry, you won't.
Well, sure, it's true.
In other words, okay, you might do well in a few states, but the whole idea that there is this huge majority of Americans who actually wanted Trump to be reelected just isn't true. And that's what's so wrong about it. Now, you can argue about how they counted votes in one state after another, but nationwide, it was more than 7 million difference. And when you talk about getting rid of AOC, I'd like to get rid of her, too. And the best way to get rid of her is to elect a majority of Republicans for the House, which, by the way, I think is probably going to happen.
Well, can I ask you this, then? I mean,
sure.
If I'm looking at this saying we've lost the media, okay, except for the Michael Medved shows of the world, okay, you know, the Levins of the world and so forth, I listen to guys like Ted Cruz, constitutionalists, that make perfect sense. And listening to these things, and you're saying, you know, some of these things we truly are losing as Americans. And what
okay,
do you
what,
say? Well,
what,
we lost
what
the
you,
vote today, you know. And
what do you feel that you are losing as an American right now? What are you at most at risk in terms of basic American rights?
I'll tell you what I'm fearing the most is my grandchildren. What we're leaving our world to, with the debt we're leaving to, and the crazy kind of things that the left is pushing in that agenda and winning in many cases. And a lot of these things we
okay.
can't take back.
Correct. And there are a lot of people who feel that, and not all of them are Republicans and conservatives. Just take a look at the victory, and it's a huge victory. President Biden's most important priority was the Build Back Better bill, which is, I'm sorry, I know that Chuck Schumer says we're going to bring it back from the dead. It's not. It's dead. It's not going to happen. And again, the problem here with people saying, well, we have to turn to violence or extraordinary means or storming the Capitol or overturning elections, what that is saying is that democracy just doesn't work. And if democracy just doesn't work, the idea that you're going to overturn that democracy through violence, through force, is incredibly dangerous. What are you handing on to your kids then? Let me give you a very, very core assumption. You mentioned, you know, a great deal of my life has been devoted to the study of and writing about and thinking about and talking about American history. Do you agree that the worst mistake made by anyone ever in the whole history of the United States was the mistake of seceding from the Union? And by the 11 southern states that did it. Now, you know, it cost 700,000 lives, dead people. It wrecked what they thought they were fighting for. And, again, it was nuts. Because, again, if you're going to be losing on a political system basis where people have the right to vote and they have Congress and they have institutions, how are you going to succeed by basically firing at a federal fort and shooting at federal soldiers? People have taken an oath to preserve the United States and are doing that in Fort Sumter.
Well, I would leave you with this, Michael, and I certainly don't agree in a violent nature of doing this, but there is the expression, it's better to prepare and prevent than repair and repent. And
sometimes we have to prepare and prevent things when they get too extreme, and hopefully we can do that with dialogue.
Okay, what's more extreme, talking about armed resistance to government decisions or talking about government decisions to spend too much money? They're both bad.
Can I interject this? Because we're both in Seattle area. I mean, they literally were burning down Seattle, and nobody remembers these things. And there hasn't been any kind of repercussions, nothing like that. Portland's
look who we just elected as mayor. Look who we just elected as city attorney. In other words, what it appears is that the system is working. Now, I don't think that Bruce Harrell is a messiah, but I think we're going to be moving in a better direction. We already are across the country. That's part of what the election showed this year. And the more desperate people are, the more they tell pollsters and other people, well, we have to consider violence against the government, the more you're isolating yourself from other people. I don't think that most people who identify as Democrats are evil people. Sorry, I don't believe that. I believe that most of them are decent human beings who have some different ideas than we do. And, what you do, that's why they set up this wonderful system that we have that has functioned so remarkably well, where it's really hard to do something big and irresponsible like Build Back Better. And yes, there are people like Joe Manchin, who has been a lifelong Democrat, his family's been Democrats forever, who actually end up being on the right side of issues like that. So we're to be appreciative of that and hopeful for the future, certainly for what lies ahead in 2022. We'll go to what Liz Cheney had to say, coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're a trash talker, that's what you are.
A trash talker.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness and an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Michael Medved show, talking about America as it gets ready to observe the anniversary of January 6th, which was an important day. It was an unprecedented day. It did lead to a presidential impeachment, which a lot of people would prefer not to think about, a lot of them Democrats, because they lost, as of course they were going to lose, because it was not because Trump behaved so well during January 6th, I think he behaved abysmally, but because it was completely insane to try to impeach a president who was about to leave office 2 weeks later. I mean, literally 2 weeks later. He didn't have time to do it. It made no sense. And okay, that being finished with, what is the meaning of January 6th? How can basically all sides not take a look at mistakes that were made, terrible mistakes, and some malevolent, some wrong-headed, destructive decisions that were made about how people behaved? Now, this doesn't mean that every day is January 6th now. And they say in the New York Times, 1 year after the smoke and the broken glass, the mock gallows and the very real bloodshed of that awful day, it is tempting to look back and imagine that we can, in fact, simply look back to imagine that what happened on January 6th, 2021, a deadly riot at the seat of the American government incited by a defeated president amid a last-ditch effort to thwart the transfer of power to his successor, was horrifying, but that it is in the past and that we as a nation have moved on. I believe we have. Let's go to Jim in Linwood, Washington. Jim, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Good morning, Michael. I do appreciate your show. I've listened to it for a long time.
Thank you.
You have a couple of positions that I think are very wrong-headed, and I think I know why, but I don't need to try and psychoanalyze you. I do think that Donald Trump got nearly 80 million votes and that Joe Biden didn't get over 68 million. A former friend of yours, I don't know if you still respect him, by the name of Mike Lindell, has pretty good evidence of that. I also think you're very wrong on what you call a vaccine. I don't think it's a vaccine at all. I think it's failed therapy. And I think the current spike in infections is proving my point on that. I'll shut up now.
Okay. Why do you think these two issues are linked somehow? I mean, the fact that, because again, when you talk about this, that you believe that Trump actually won the election by 12 million votes?
Yes, I do. And actually, I do think they're linked.
Wait. So does that mean that in every single state, that, because it would have to mean just about that, that in every single state, states that Trump lost, he actually won, and that states that he lost by a landslide, he actually was much closer? In other words, because you're talking about the official total is Biden winning by more than 7 million votes in the popular vote. And what you believe is that you said Trump won by 12 million votes? So it's a 19 million vote.
Yeah, you know, it's rough. It could be 11 million, could be 10 million, but he won by a significant amount.
What basis do you have for believing that? Do you know this has been in courts before judges appointed by Donald J. Trump and many other Republican judges, all of whom have thrown the various lawsuits out? Now, in a couple of states, it was a genuinely close election. But by the way, it wasn't so much in Michigan, for instance. It was 130,000 votes. How do you think it is possible that you get Republican secretaries of state to put their entire careers on the line, other Republican election officers, all the media, including Fox, by the way? Fox was the first network to call Arizona for Joe Biden.
I don't care about that. The media and you are the major part of the problem. No, I mean, the media is totally corrupt. Okay. The FBI is totally corrupt. You want to talk about this January 6th? That was a setup by the FBI, just like it was with the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping.
Okay, what was the FBI trying to do by setting up January 6th?
They basically hate Trump. They're part of the deep state, and they were basically giving Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer the means to try and taint Donald Trump. Again, I'm not a Donald Trump fan in the respect of his personality. It's kind of nasty. He's a New York developer, and they're all egocentric and arrogant in the way he is. However, he was a great president. He did a great job.
Okay.
I loved what he did in most cases.
Hold on. Do you not think that what happened on January 6th is some reflection of the job he did as president? The fact that he went out on that basis?
It's a reflection of the fact that you in the media and the deep state suppressed the American voter. That's what I think it was.
Okay.
But again, am I happy that
how is it possible? Hold on. How is it possible, if you think he was a great president and he did a great job, that he was incapable, with 4 years of preparation, more than 4 years of preparation, to set up a legitimate election, to prevent, because you're not talking about a few votes being stolen here in some counties in Georgia. You're talking about,
million votes. You're talking about voting machines that are controlled largely by the Chinese, but also by our allies in so-called allies in Europe. Yes, if you take
we live in the state of Washington. Do you believe that there were votes stolen here when we don't use voting machines? We have all mail-in ballots?
No, Rossi actually got elected as governor? Come on, Michael. You've been around.
Okay.
You're ignoring it. I don't know why. I could guess why, but you are ignoring the elitist.
Why do you think you keep hinting at that there's some dark purpose, that I'm not seeing this obvious thing that there are 20 million votes that were switched? So what is it?
Because the Chi-Coms didn't want Donald Trump president. They wanted China Joey Biden, the guy that they own, as president. That's clearly what they wanted.
Okay, and the FBI is in on this because the Chi-Coms control the FBI?
Corrupt as you get.
Why did Trump appoint Christopher Wray to be head of the FBI?
He shouldn't have, but he can be appointed an elitist. See, Trump's
but he was a great president.
He doesn't know which ones
are crooks
and
right?
which ones aren't. Pardon?
Okay, the point is the idea that the FBI set up, and by the way, if that was the case, if anyone had any indication at all, why wouldn't the Republicans have chosen to participate in an investigation of what actually happened? In other words, you are saying that there was something secret. There's something secret that was that happened behind the scenes. It was monstrous that the FBI actually organized the invasion of the Capitol building, and yet the Republicans wanted to shut down any investigation of it. Why'd they do that? Or that
well,
they also controlled
by the
Tricons?
Well, because you're going to get a whitewashed result like you're parroting here. Again, Michael, yeah, you've got a high-quality program.
What am I parishing?
You're parroting the elitist media's point of view, which is totally upside down.
Okay, so, and you believe that that's upside down also about COVID-19? COVID-19 is a real problem?
People that you previously had respected, and they have credible evidence, you call this vaccine.
Hold on. I have, by the way, no idea what Mike Lindell's point of view is on the vaccine. And I completely disagree, and in every fiber of my being, with his activism in trying to overturn the election. I have respect for Mike Lindell as a successful businessman who makes good pillows, which I like. But the idea that that he's right, if he is trafficking with the notion that the FBI... do you know any people who work for the FBI? Because I actually do. I've been interviewed by the FBI because I witnessed a murder a long time ago, and a very high-profile murder at the Robert Kennedy assassination, which I've talked about. But in any event, the entire world that you're entering, Jim, is not only bad for the situation that you're talking about for the country, but it's going to be very bad for you, unfortunately, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.